As I studied history, I learned many interesting stories from history. Let me just share one of them with you that stands out of my mind. Hannibal, as I mentioned, was a great general. His tactics were amazing. He went up across from northern Africa into Spain and across into northern Italy and came down and sacked Rome and then went all the way home at one point. Well, Rome was bothered by him. They put their armies against him, sometimes in northern Africa, but he was always able to defeat the Romans. He had an interesting tactic. He used elephants, much the same way that we use tanks today, heavy equipment. And the elephants were trained. And so the two armies back in those days would line up face to face across a field, let's say, and they would have their shields locked together like a formidable wall. And the purpose was to initially break that wall up so that they could fight with each other. And so Hannibal trained these elephants, and at a certain signal, they would come running out on the flanks around their army and head toward the Roman army. And of course, the Roman army, that broke up this formidable wall of shields and would put them on the run, and Carthaginian soldiers would come after them and defeat them. And this happened more than once. And so a general that's well known in history also by the name of Scipio, a Roman general, decided that was enough. He came up with a plan, and so at the next battle, sure enough, here are the Romans lined up on the north, the Carthaginians lined up on the south. Hannibal gave the order, and the elephants came running, and they came around the Carthaginian soldiers toward the front and came together and headed right toward the Roman soldiers. But the Roman soldiers didn't move. Instead, they shouted and screamed in unison at the top of their voices. It scared the elephants. The elephants put on their brakes, turned around and ran back and scattered their own army. Scipio came in and mopped it up, and the battle was won by the Roman Scipio. You can find many interesting stories in history. But I want to turn our attention today to a verse in Daniel 2 that has confused many people. Daniel 2, verse 21, in Daniel's prayer, thanking God for giving him the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had forgotten, said, "It is he, that is God, who changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and establishes kings." Now this has confused many people. That is, they have misunderstood this. If we take this literally at face value, it seems to mean that everyone who is a leader, a king, an emperor, a president, God has miraculously put that person in power. We would have to say that God put Hitler in power, that God put Stalin in power, that God put Pol Pot in power, Mao Zedong, and so on and so forth. Ones who have committed terrible atrocities, did God put them in power? I think not. In fact, this doesn't teach that. The Bible, in the book of Daniel, uses the term king and kingdom interchangeably, and king actually represents kingdom. So we can read this more accurately. It is he who changes times and seasons. He removes kingdoms and establishes kingdoms. In World War II, God brought down the kingdom of Nazi Germany. He brought it down by America and her allies and defeated them. And so he brought that kingdom down. He did not put Hitler in power. Instead, he brought down Hitler's kingdom. Further understanding of this, we go to Daniel 2, verse 37. "You, O king, are the king of kings," and so on. And then verse 39, "And after you will arise another kingdom." Notice the use of king and kingdom interchangeably. Daniel, the 7th chapter, says this. When it talks about the four beasts that come up out of the sea, it says in verse 17, "These great beasts, which are four in number, are four kings who will arise on the earth." And then it goes on and calls them kingdoms later on. So this is used interchangeably. We can't blame God for evil people who have risen to power. Nor can we say, I might as well not vote because God has already decided who's going to be in power yet next. No, we need to be responsible citizens and help the process. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.